It's 11 minutes before 10 o'clock right now, and time to go to our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is AM 580 Agriculture Director Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom. And to continue Tom's thought, the closing market report will air live on the radio this afternoon at 3:06 Central Time. But if you wish, you can listen live on the web to the closing market report. Go to WILLAG.org at 2:06 Central Time and click on the Real Audio link right there on the homepage. And you can listen to the report live on the web, or if you wish to listen to it on the radio, that's at 3:06 Central Time this afternoon. Let's go ahead and look how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat open at 9:01, up 2 on the open. March, 9:03, up 4.5 at the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat open at 8:56, up 1 on the open. March, 8:75, down 1.75. May, 8:75, up 3. July, 7:55, down 2 on the open. December corn open at 3.89, up 3 on the open. March, 4.06, up 2.5. May, 4.17.5, up 3.5. July, 4.25.5, up 2.5. September, 4.30.5, up 4. December, 4.34, up 2.5. March of 2009, 4.39.25, up 1.75 on the open. January soybeans open at 10.80, up 1.25 on the open. March, 10.98, up 0.5. May, 11.07, up 3/4. July, 11.09, up 1/4. August, 10.92, up 3.5. November of 2008, 10.22, up 6.5. January of 2009, 10.24, up 6.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 2.92, up 1.90 on the open. January, 2.95, up 2.20. December soybean oil open at 45.25, down 17 on the open. January, 45.75, down 5. And then in the livestock, December live cattle open at 94.20, down 2.5 on the open. February, 96.35, down 2.5. April, 97.70, down 10. June, 93.45, unchanged on the open. January feeders open at 108, down 5 on the open. March, 108.60, down 20. April, 110.17.5, down 2.5. May, 111.45, up 5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 54.55, down 15 on the open. February, 61.25, up 2.5. April, 67, up 5. May, 73.10, down 55 on the open. And February bellies open at 90.72.5. Unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Looks like a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday for the grains today.
By golly, we're seeing lots of strength popping out here. You know, when you look at the crude oil down $1.70 here this morning and just a little pop and things, it's just a little bit backwards to what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. Does seem like there are going to be some rebalancing of some funds at the end of the year as to what percentage of things they're in. And the fair-haired child seems to be the corn coming out of the box now.
Let's begin with that corn market and ask you, how many buy stops do you believe are up this marketplace, maybe up to 410?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of talk by a lot of a couple of the advisory services that we're talking about that the 410 to 411 should be the top of the little trading range right in here. We looked to have went there this morning. We're going to sort of wonder and see if we see some selling going on for some day trade activity there.
So what is fundamentally supporting this marketplace today?
Well, I think, you know, our export numbers are continuing to stay strong. Our farmer movement slowed down. You know, the weather's getting a little bit colder. And a little bit of pump up in some of the ethanol usage in some of the figures. We're also talking about some dry weather in Argentina. Some of the frost damage that happened to the wheat and maybe affected some of the corn, and they're not quite sure about what's going on there. But all in all, it just seems to want to be a market that funds or the index funds want to keep pushing on here a little bit, and they feel that it's not as high as priced in comparison as corn or wheat is. I mean, as corn, beans or wheat. I'm sorry, corn is not as much as the beans or the wheat.
Is corn also benefiting from spreading at the moment?
Well, you know, like I say, there's a lot of talk that there would be some buying corn, selling wheat, buying corn, selling beans. I haven't heard or seen any volumes yet this morning, but there was talk about that being done, Dave. So can't say for sure, but sure wouldn't argue with you.
Yeah. Is the index funds also beginning the rebalancing act?
Well, there's talk of that. I know that the Golden Roll starts, I think, on Monday here. You know, when and if they start that, the managers haven't called me and told me what specific days they're going to do that, which they never do. But, you know, like I say, there is a lot of talk of that happening. Yes.
Turn your attention then to the soybeans. What's your analysis there today?
You know, we're still a little bit concerned about some of the dry weather in Argentina. There was some rains that come across there. There's forecast for a few more rains. But we still haven't got as much as we'd like to have down there. Brazil looks to be getting some good moisture along the way, and you know, the soy oil a little bit taken it on the air today because of the crude oil, but all in all, this bean market's been very resilient, and it's still trying to buy acres, so they'd like to see just a few more acres of beans coming out, and you know, higher prices to change some farmers' minds.
So what is your bias, a continuation of a consolidation or perhaps a move lower for a period of time and then a move up to new contract highs? What do you think this marketplace is going to be doing?
Well, I think we're going to see some very choppy trade here in the near term. We're going to be looking at a couple of things coming up. Number one is, will the government actually lower the interest rates next time around, and has the dollar bottomed? And those are two very big things. I think also along the way that, you know, we could see some of the index fund rebalancing, which could put a little bit of difference on here as far as strength, a little more strength added to the corn, a little weakness to the wheat and beans. But, Dave, our bias would be probably a near-term high being hit, a little bit of a setback, and then a little bounce back a little later.
And what would confirm that near-term high, a movement under the 20-day moving average on a settlement basis?
But yeah, I think, you know, as we see a setback that would be substantial like that, put us under some trend lines, and feel it, and that would be a very good point.
All right. Turn your attention to the wheat market, please.
Wheat, of course, we've got China auctioning some wheat off internally. We've got India in for a wheat tender, I believe, on December the 10th. They've got an export tender lined up there for 350 million metric tons. We're just seeing a very tightness of wheat. We're talking Russia, talking about cutting off their exports when they reach a certain level being exported. It just accentuates the big amount of the shortness of wheat and people that want to have some wheat on hand.
So we have the issue with Argentina and the wheat export registrations, and then we also have Russia and deciding what they're going to do with their export tariffs. Until both of those are settled, does wheat remain well supported?
You know, I think it does up until, you know, and if we're looking at new crop wheat along the line, you know, because old crop wheat is just, you know, it's a firecracker volatility. You know, but I think that the March wheat, somewhere up a little over the $9 mark, the 9 to 9.20 mark, I'm more of a seller. You know, if we get down to the 8.20 mark, I think it's somewhat in that trading range. But the July wheat, we're probably in a 730 to 780 trading range for that.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 903, up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat, 856, up 1. July, 759.5, up 2.5. December corn, 391.5, up 5.5. December of next year, 436, up 4.5. January beans, 1083.5, up 4.75. Your next year harvest at 1022, up 6.5. December soybean meal, 293, up 290. December soybean oil at 45.18, down 24. Ed Kieser tells us that a snow advisory has been issued for the following areas: northwestern Illinois from 3 o'clock today through 6 a.m. tomorrow, and much of north, central, and northeastern Illinois and extreme northwestern Indiana from noon today through 6 a.m. tomorrow in far northeastern Illinois, including Chicago, from 12 noon today through 12 noon tomorrow, and southeastern Indiana from 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight through 4 p.m. tomorrow. Today in northern Illinois, cloudy with snow arriving in the afternoon in northern Indiana and in central sections, mostly cloudy. In the south, partly to mostly sunny, with highs ranging from 28 degrees in far northwestern Illinois to near 50 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.